Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Opposition efforts to establish whether the crew of the Korean fishing vessel, the Ouyang 75, will be allowed to stay in the country to give evidence to the ministerial inquiry into the treatment of foreign fishing crews were stymied by the government's use of Parliament's rules to block an urgent question. A 15-minute wrangle began with questions for Labor Minister Kate Wilkinson, including this one from Labor's Darian Fenton.
Why is she determined to deport the Ouyang 75 crew this Saturday and send them home to a fines of up to $5,000 each for breach of contract, while those responsible for these abuses have not been held to account, even although her department's advice to foreign crew on its website is that New Zealand does not tolerate violence against workers or unsafe working conditions?
Before inviting Kate Wilkinson to respond, the Speaker upheld a government objection that the Minister of Labour is not responsible for deportations, even though she's also an Associate Minister for Immigration and the Immigration Service is part of the Labour Department.
Mr. Speaker, thank you for answering the question for me. As Minister of Labour, I have no responsibility for decisions on deportation.
But Kate Wilkinson then lost the Speaker's support when she sidestepped a question about whether she had discussed the situation with the Minister of Immigration.
Mr. Speaker, as Minister of Labour, there is frequent communications with the Associate Minister of Immigration.
Well, order, order. This is a serious issue. This is an issue that has attracted some public attention. There is some public interest in this matter.
Ordered to address the question, the Minister said no final decisions have been made.
Of course there have been discussions between me as Minister of Labour and the Minister of Immigration and me as Associate Minister of Immigration, but no decisions have been made by the Department of Labour or the Minister or Immigration Service.
I thank the Minister.
The Speaker then allowed Labour to ask an urgent question, drawing a protest from the government's acting Leader of the House.
Point of order, the Honourable Chris Finlayson.
Ample opportunities for the member to ask supplementaries. If his supplementaries were inept, well, that's it.
Order, no. There's no need to. Now, the acting leader of the House should not use that kind of language.
But then there was this from Agriculture Minister David Carter.
Mr. Speaker, I just refer you to Standing Orders 3791, which says the member must also give a copy of the question to the minister involved. And I just want to clarify whether that's occurred.
It hadn't, but the Speaker was still prepared to allow the question, drawing further protests from David Carter.
Mr. Speaker, urgent questions are something that occurs on a very infrequent basis in this House for urgent matters. To allow this to proceed is frankly making a shambles of the process.
Order. No order. I will not hear any more on this. The House will come to order straight away. Serious matters of public interest are never a shambles in this place. Never. Serious matters of public interest for which ministers are responsible should be treated seriously, and this is the place where ministers are held to account.
Although he'd done his best to allow the question, Lockwood Smith reluctantly agreed that he was bound to uphold the rules.
The standing orders are the standing orders, and that is the end of the matter.
And although Kate Wilkinson offered to clarify the situation, she would not exercise her right to make a ministerial statement because that would have opened the issue to debate. Now, over to Rhys Lyon for his report from the committee rooms.
The Commerce Committee heard from the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, there as part of a series of briefings she has given on the introduction of smart electricity meters in New Zealand. Dr. Wright was pleased that smart meters were being rolled out by companies such as Smartco, but more could be done.
What I'm advocating for is that New Zealand lifts its game, that we stop assuming that other countries are getting it wrong, which is what we're tacitly doing. I suggest that this committee take a close look at what the UK is doing because their systems are somewhat similar to ours and what they're doing it makes a lot of sense.
Dr. Wright said the smart meter industry was lacking leadership.
I'm not completely pessimistic, of course, about what's going on now here because the emergence of Smartco is very encouraging, but I think until there is some real leadership in this sector, the frustration will continue. What we need are really smart meters and a smart grid that will serve retail companies and lines companies and consumers and the environment. And that is the challenge.
Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, briefing the Commerce Committee on the introduction of smart meters in New Zealand.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.